you push the thing?
No.
You push it?
I don't think so.
Push it.
Do the numbers going up mean I pushed it?
No, Tyler. Come on now.
I just got hot sauce in my mouth.
Did you get a sandwich with hot sauce on it?
I'm sorry, I'm eating while we're doing the show, but I didn't eat dinner, I didn't eat breakfast, and I am friggin' famished.
Why would you have eaten dinner?
Is it Ramadan?
I was out in the desert, and it was too late when I was coming home to get dinner.
You were in the desert? What were you doing out there?
Oh, just finding myself and discovering something about nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, that there's no trees?
No trees in the desert.
There's no food, apparently.
It's just piles of lizards shaped like trees.
Dude, what are you doing going out to the desert again?
Panic. Yeah. I gotta switch my drugs probably.
What if
because
you lived
I'm back
out there?
In the
I
old
was just
state
gonna ask
mind.
You, what would you be doing if you lived in the desert for your panics?
Yeah,
burrowing underground, or would you be driving to the city?
That's a great question. Because
the mountains.
Yesterday was the first time I seriously contemplated moving to Death Valley. Like I was like, I think I could probably live out here.
No, don't.
No,
do
you're
that.
Right. I know. It was just a
can you
fleeting...
imagine the panic in Mike's soul as he starts driving his moving van out to Death Valley?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You'd be on the road for 3 minutes and you. Oh.
Listen, you guys, I don't normally ask stuff like this, but I'm begging you to come visit me.
Hey, I've recently learned about something that I think, Mike, you would really be into.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of tiny houses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. What? In fact, Kate.
What?
Kay, I mean. So, listeners have
sent me. Did you really
stroll
in here today thinking, like, I'm going to spread the gospel of tiny houses? Yep. I'm sure they've never heard of it before.
I never heard of a tiny house until, like, 2 days ago. Jillian and I were both watching, like, House Hunters and this dumb bitch.
House Hunters,
oh,
tiny
I shouldn't
houses.
Have called her a dumb bitch,
no,
but she kind
have.
Of was a dumb
you
bitch because
have.
She had two kids and she was forcing them to live in a tiny house. Ah. Square foot, like, 400 square feet.
Okay,
that was too big for her.
It seems like a great idea, but coming from.
She's like, you two could sleep in a loft. We could put a sheet up in between it. The loft was, like, square foot 50.
Yeah, no. It sounds like a good idea. Maybe a camping night or something.
They're a teenage girl and boy. They're going to have sex with each other by mistake.
Yeah.
Like just getting up in the night to go pee.
That,
it's always, like, oh,
that often
sorry.
Happens. The tiny house thing, first of all, they always shoot it with wide-angle lenses, so it looks like it's got a lot more room. But
getting
if you
emotional?
Walk into it...
Wow, this is very loud.
I'm choking on it. I know, and it's too loud.
Why don't they... but if people are in the market for a tiny house, like this... I'm not going to call her a dumb bitch again, but this mom of two teenage... the dumb bitch. She was very upset when the house was, like, too big. She's like, no, it feels too big,
well,
but my couch won't fit. She's like, she wanted a full time and space.
Okay, we've all lived in small spaces, right?
Uh-huh.
Because when I moved from Orange County to here, I moved into that studio apartment over there by Cedars.
Right.
And I thought that was going to be just fine and dandy. And then when I moved into this two-bedroom, two-bath, I was like, oh, my God, the extra space is so comforting and so great. Uh-huh. And a tiny house sounds like a good idea.
It'd be great to, like, do a vacation there for a weekend.
Yeah, or if you're, like, a... Is it type A, people that are, like, very tidy and organized, which I don't think any of us are?
Mm.
I guess I
could use four
like
tiny houses,
like a minimalist,
buttered up near each other.
So a house.
Most of them were on wheels.
Four kitchens.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of it. But it doesn't seem to be so
you
inexpensive.
You can't own anything. Like, it works if you're, like, one of those people that's just kind of like,
you got to have a tiny shed.
It would work
next
for
door.
You back in the day when you were, like, just bouncing from couch to couch.
Yeah, when you were
I
living
like
on
that.
Your car dealerships.
I've accrued a lot of stuff. I don't want the stuff. I don't like the stuff. Actually, I just threw away a bunch of stuff preparing for the child.
Were you reading that book, The Magical Art of Keeping Tidy?
I threw it away. It was too much stuff. Mm. Part of the stuff that I threw away.
That's the first thing I got rid of.
We're like, what, T-minus 2 days from Atticus?
Due date as
tomorrow.
We're recording is tomorrow. Yeah, the 13th. Do you guys understand the day that is tomorrow, but it's probably yesterday by the time you hear this? Oh, wait, first of all, we should remind everyone, if you're a Patreon subscriber, what, $1 or more?
$1 or more,
you
baby.
Are getting this 24 hours in advance. We should always let everyone know that, right?
There's technically some people that are at 80 cents, but I don't think Patreon offers that level anymore, so they're kind of like grandfathered in, so shout out to those people. They also get it early.
Sweet.
But I think for new signups, you have to be at least a dollar.
25 cents an episode gets you in the know a little early, as well as like bonus episodes. Mike and I did a show a couple days ago at his house. You weren't available, Ty, but we called a few listeners. We learned all about bridges and high school teachers. We learned a lot of stuff. It was actually a decent, pretty
good
show.
Two things I'm obsessed with now.
Our
teaching a high school class on a bridge.
Our listener, Adam, was his name Adam? It's Adam, I think. Adam.
Don't ask me.
The first guy, the bridge guy.
Oh.
Don't eat to
chew right into the microphone there.
Get your microphone away. But we talked to him about bridges. He's a bridge builder. He's up in Canada building a bridge,
like,
right now.
Emotional.
And we asked him if he was obsessed with bridges to the point that he has like framed pictures of bridges in his living room.
What do you think the answer to that is?
Does he have bridges on his fridges?
What do you think? What?
Pictures of bridges on his fridges.
Just because it rhymes? That's why you had to do
that? No, because you put pictures on your fridge. And he likes bridge. Just... Does he like the card game?
I got pictures of Madonna in on my fridge. That's all I got.
What if he was a midge who likes
Does he
fridges?
Have
ask, a midge?
Answer the question. Do you think he has framed pictures of bridges in his living room?
Yes.
Yes.
Of Correct. Course he does.
Right.
He has that generic one that everyone has of the Golden Gate Bridge.
He may.
When I said midges, I got invited to this Halloween party that is like old-timey carnival themed, and they like sent along like things to, like get inspired for your costume, and I was looking up more like Victorian circus stuff.
You mean like first thing on the list is earn more money, because that sounds like an expensive costume? You got to go thrift shopping for like Victorian era steampunk clothes.
And then who's going to tie into it, because they always got the corsets, right? They got to be tied
always.
Into
always. Yeah. Have to.
You got to grow the curly mustache.
There was the some old-timey poster get a penny for bike. Like, you know, come on down to the circus and see Magic Harry and his amazing midges. And it was just like this guy holding like tiny people.
Wait, where did you
incredibly
see this?
Offensive.
I tuned out as soon as you
Google.
Began the story.
Just
how'd you see it though?
I was looking up costume inspirations by searching like old-timey circus like posters and stuff from like the 1800s.
They're pretty cool.
Oh yeah, they're amazing. There's this one. There's this magician. His name was Keller. I guess he was like a Houdini,
very
like
familiar
contemporary.
You know Keller?
Yeah, I had one of his giant screen prints.
Do you have the poster that says his new trick, self decapitation?
What?
No.
And it's his body like sitting on a chair like this, like arms out, pointing to the sky, and his head is like floating like 6 feet in front of him.
What mirrors?
I had Smoke. Original 1908 to 1920 those giant prints from Carter the Great, a magician in the 20s.
Oh,
and I ended up having to sell them. You might have seen them because they were in the place in Brea, but they were giant. There were three sheets.
What'd you do with them?
Sell them to pay my taxes 1 year. I got $6,000 for the posters.
Wow,
for three of them. Yeah.
So that's, let me do
Jesus.
I had to pay
$2,000.
Fucking government.
What'd you get them for originally?
Zero.
What is this?
What?
House hunters?
Yeah.
Poster hunters?
As this company had a shitload of collectible vintage from the turn of the century posters, originals. And they're not prints. They're multicolor screen prints that are so vibrant and amazing. And they were all mounted on linen. And we never used them. And my boss said, if you want some of those, take them. And I went, really? Can I have the Carters? And he went, yeah. And I went, you sure? And I took a bunch of other movie posters. He asked for the movie posters back. Except for one I kept, which was like an Invasion of the Saucer Men six sheet, and I sold that for like $2,800.
Wow, that's more than the Kellers.
I shouldn't admit this stuff right now.
No, it's fine. It's just on tape.
Speaking of which, welcome to the After Disaster. We are coming to you live on tape from the world famous Improv. We're in the rafters, and I don't know about you guys, but it's probably just all in my head. But I always feel like we do our best shows either on the roof
or the belfry
in the old
belfry.
The actual podcast room that they have here at the Improv, and this table here does not lend itself to good shows.
Well, I mean, I thought this was okay, but now you've
yeah,
poisoned,
now
poisoned,
now you
poisoned the well.
A damper on it.
I'm sorry, but yeah. I'm just saying
we've got to raise a rotten corpse down the well.
Raise the bar is all I'm saying.
Oh my God, how often did that happen?
The corpses in the wells.
Yeah, that should be a new storyline on Westworld. Yeah.
Like every time somebody goes missing, they're like, all right, check the well.
How good was season two or episode two?
That show's amazing.
Episode two was so good.
Okay. I have not seen anything. So let's get off it.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting until season four.
I like it to a crew.
I couldn't wait till. What you don't realize is you're about to have an Atticus in a day, and then there will not be catching up on shows.
What do you mean?
You know what?
Watch the shows with us.
You know what was my favorite, like, suspenseful scene in a television show for probably the past 2 or 3 years
was Scooby-Doo?
I'm not gonna spoil it for Anderson, but Tyler will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I was
that
just
was
like,
so
oh
great.
My God,
I know. Yeah. That was pretty great.
Shut up. Your little pink
you know what I love about Westworld though is they didn't go stereotypical following the guidelines of the actual book or the old movie.
Yeah,
because there's so many sub stories in there that are way more interesting.
How's Jimmy Simpson on that show?
Who?
McBoyle.
I don't know who
that is.
Oh, he's a dick.
No, he's not.
The guy who designs the scripts?
The guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No. Plays one of the McBoyle brothers. McBoyle?
Oh, yeah, no.
McDoyle?
McDoyle?
He's
in episode two.
Yeah,
Good guy. Good guy, that guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Mike looks like he's... The way you're eating your sandwich... It's like you're leaning over to whisper in someone's ear.
Okay. All right. No one can see that. right, a lot to get to today, though. But while we're talking about television, I got one that I really enjoy, and I think everyone else should enjoy as well.
Yeah, Tiny House Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Tiny House Hunters.
It's called Tiny House. You know what was funny about Tiny House Hunters? It was
Midges on Fridges.
The episode that came on right after.
You put a magnet on their back, and you just stick them to the fridge.
There was like Rich
and
Fox.
And change their diaper every like 4 hours.
Horrible Rich Fox buying boats for like $500,000 for a tiny boat that they were going to live on. And the two idiots, they were like, oh, I like it, but they got the kitchen is downstairs, and I get seasick. What?
Then don't get
what
a
are
boat.
You living on a boat for? But yeah, they wanted to live on a boat where they had to downsize, and they'll use like 500 square feet to live on a boat, but they're $550,000. And then the woman with the two teenage kids looking for tiny houses, $40,000 was outside of her budget. Huge difference, but you're both going to be living in very small space. No, but there's a show. Cops has been around forever. Have I talked about this show yet?
Cops?
Have I talked about the show? What happens after Cops?
Jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have I talked about that show?
Mm-hmm. I've seen the previews for that show.
It's so much fun. It's the fastest show I've ever seen. Like, we begin watching it, 5 minutes later, it's over. It goes by so fast because it's so great.
So it's a five-minute show?
No, it's 22 minutes with commercials.
Is it narrated by the TMZ
Without
guy?
Without commercials. No. Why would it be narrated by the TMZ
That'd
guy?
Make it good, pretty good.
Seems pretty good.
TMZ yeah, bus like just rolled
That's
by.
That's a good pitch.
Just now.
They bought what?
The TMZ bus just rolled by. But no, the show Jail is so much fun. And my favorite criminal that they have, we can always tell it's going to be a good one when that starts at the cop car. Like if the cops have to go out to the cop car, put the spit mask on them. It's the wiry, drunk, like meth head chicks are the most fun. They have so, but they're so out of their minds. And so many guys go in there and they're hammered. So they're like starting shit with the cops. And it's like immediate gratification because they're like, they put them in the chair. They restrain them. They roll them
the
into
electric
a
chair.
No, like it's like a restraining chair where if you got an itch on your nose, you'd be fucked because you're like in a wheelchair that's like all tied down. Right.
It's not cool. Like Lecter, right?
No, it's not. It doesn't make them look cool. And they put a spit mask over them, which is essentially like a hairnet, but it's big.
Gross.
And it covers their whole face so they can't spit on the cops or bite them. But it's immediate gratification because they'll throw them like that.
Get one of those for Zach.
They're hammered, right? And like a typical, you should.
Like an Abu Dhabi head covering device when he's bad.
Does he spit on you a lot?
Not intentionally.
No, it's just a lot of like.
I know it's not like. All right. That. Does he do that?
Yeah, it's cute.
You
it's not
make
like
him stop.
You will respect me, Zach, and be listening to your spits on the ground.
It's not that yet.
No, so not yet.
But he will bite the shit out of you if your finger goes near his mouth.
Does he got teeth?
Dude, he's got six teeth.
What are you counting them for? Are you in there counting?
Are they in the front?
You will learn. You just count everything constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of counting. One penis, two testicles,
four
two
scoops
eyes.
Of your thing. One
two
scoop,
nostrils.
Two scoop, three scoop, four
what?
Scoop.
You've 40
got two teeth.
Teeth.
Now you've got three teeth. Oh, shit.
What if I just don't count? Can I just not count?
He'll grow up not knowing how to count.
I'm not going to count.
His brain will be all wrinkled except for the counting area. It'll just be super smooth right here.
So a guy will go in there who'll be completely hammered, or a girl, and starting shit with all the cops and just talking tons of shit. And then they put him in a little holding cell, essentially time out. And they're like, yeah, they're pretty hammered right now. You know, we're going to let them cool off, detox a little. We'll come back and check on them. 5 seconds later, all right, it's been a few hours, let's see how they are. Completely different person. They're like a completely different person most of the time, and they're like kind of like their heads hung, and they're like feeling bad. It's a really, really entertaining show.
I want to see Canadian Jail.
Jail. Why Canadian Jail?
You've been drinking, eh?
I feel like it'd be so nice.
Hey, I was at the hockey game,
I've been breaking the law, eh? Might as well just take me in. Real
I'll
sorry.
I myself, and I got the key.
It's funny that
but you've done that before where you've had a change of personality when you sober up, because I have. When I was arrested at Disneyland, I was hammered and I was yelling at the guy. I'm like, you think you're a cop? You're not a real cop. Cut to 2 hours later.
I know that story.
And I've thrown up on myself and I'm so embarrassed. And
when was this? Was this?
Yeah, like the 80s.
Yeah, it was before.
This wasn't like 5 minutes with Mike era.
No, okay. We were.
No, I don't know if you told that story.
For kicks, my friends and I would drive around and drink.
Shit.
We would get a cooler, put it in the back, put a bunch of beers and booze in there. And
So I don't forget. Can either one of you guys use those Knott's Berry Farm tickets that a listener so kindly sent us like a year ago?
Yeah.
They expire November 1st.
Absolutely.
Okay, make sure you get them because they're in my car. I brought them on purpose. I got three of them. All right. Make sure you use them. Great.
So we're driving around drinking. we would just get straws and put them in our beers and just cruise and drink. Mm-hmm. And
officer, it's a straw. It's fine.
We had gone from San Diego to Anaheim.
Technically, it's not touching my lips.
So. And I pulled into the Disneyland parking lot. My friends were screaming at me, don't pull in here. And I go, why not? We can park in here and just drink. The minute I parked, security was on me. And it wasn't just security. It was actually Anaheim PD. And they arrested us.
They wore the little Mickey Mouse hat.
Brought us inside the park and locked us in the blue Mickey Mouse jail.
Uh-huh.
and I had to pee.
But it's easy to get out of because the bars are
That's right. Mickey's like, you've been bad.
You just paint, paint a little exit, you know, on the wall.
They wouldn't release us until someone's parents, because we were all under 18, until someone's parents gave permission for us to go. And so we were there about 3 or 4 hours, but I sobered up in that 3 or 4 hours from blackout drunk, obnoxious, screaming, threatening guy.
Right. What were you wearing?
Shorts and a t-shirt. And and then someone else had to drive home because I couldn't drive because my hangover was so bad, and I was throwing up like every 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was the worst. Was there anyone else days ever
in the jail with you guys?
No.
It was just you guys?
Yeah.
Disney jail, pretty empty.
What's up?
Or is it like Disney holding cell?
It's a holding cell. And they never leave you alone. Like when I had to pee, the guy went into the stall with me.
To make sure you don't kill yourself.
Did they have Steamboat Willie playing in the corner?
Uh-huh. They've got cartoons on the wall, and it's pretty great.
Trying to kill himself in jail. On the jail show.
How?
He had a shirt. They put him in a holding cell with a bunch of other people.
Hunger strike. And they're just like, hey, this isn't going to work, buddy. You're out of here tomorrow.
They go to check on him. And it's like, you know, probably half an hour later. And he's like laying on the ground. And he has his long sleeve shirt off. And it's around his neck. And he tied it to like one of the benches in there. And he's like doing flips to make it all tight. And he was all like turning blue. It was pretty great. And then they pull him out.
That's another reality show, like failed suicide attempts.
The best part was there's like 5 or 6 other dudes in there, and their faces are all blurred, and they never even like alerted anyone. They're like, hey, this guy's trying to kill himself. I'm trying to catch some Z's here, and they just rolled over.
How do you feel about butting into other people's business like that? Like when you... Like
if I was in jail and someone was trying to kill themselves, I think I might snitch.
Yeah, I think I would too. And the reason I bring it up is because something happened last night. I was out in Death Valley. I was in the parking lot of the Long Street. And there's that old...
Last night?
Yeah, there's that old water truck that's out in the corner.
What a life.
And I happen to bring my...
If you were offered like a really lucrative job to just deliver stuff to Long Street from Hollywood, would you take it?
Yeah, probably.
Would you hate it, though?
Yeah, yeah. After the first trip, I'd be like, fuck.
Why? You wake up, you leave at 8 a.m.
All right, so you're in the parking lot.
So I decided I'm going to throw my skeleton, which I brought with me, onto the desert for some photo ops. Didn't work out, in case you're wondering. I put the skeleton in the driver's seat of that water truck that's in the parking lot.
Sounds
took
great
a couple
already.
Pictures, and then I went to take it down, and a trucker got out of his truck and walked over, and he goes, "You just take something off that?" And I went, "Yeah." I didn't get the correlation.
Right.
And he goes, "You think you have the right to do that?" And I went, "Yeah." And I go, "It's just a photo." And he goes, "What'd you take?" And I go, "A skeleton that I put up that I brought with me." And I was like, "Oh, shit." And he's like, "Oh." He goes, "I thought you just stole something." And I go, "That's not how I would do it." I go, "I would leave. I wouldn't just hang out in the parking lot looking at my phone for another 10 minutes. But he was like, "Yeah." But I thought it was pretty cool, actually, that he got out of his truck and thought he was going to make a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, it's a fine line. It depends on how he does it.
Yeah, but if you
but
saw
if he,
somebody...
Did he just immediately believe you? Because I would think that's the worst lie I've ever heard. You brought a skeleton?
You brought a skeleton out to the...
It's not the worst lie.
In October.
There's about to be 2 skeletons on that.
My daddy sold them that steering wheel in 1943, and they never paid him for it. And since he died in 78, I've been trying to find this water truck.
Hey, it's a real tight race between you and the bald one to be the bartender.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad it's tight.
It's like 34 to 32.
Which one of us is Clinton and which one of us is Trump?
We clearly know that you're Trump.
No.
The game we played.
Are you kidding me? Kind of Trumpy.
Which one of us do you think is more Republican?
Personality-wise,
clearly out of context quotes,
yeah.
You're Trump.
Okay.
I don't know. Brian does say a lot of very racist things.
Mm.
He means them, too.
Mm. Mm. Well, yeah. The sniffing, also.
But yeah, so what we're talking about is groupersthemovie.com, at about 45%. Yeah, because that's where the old...
Oh, yeah.
We should make a third perk.
Yeah, I thought I had a
real quick
blackout.
Last minute one.
Yeah.
That the third perk, if that one wins, the skeleton plays the bartender.
And
your movie loses all credibility in the bar scene where there's just a skeleton with the dog going, ah, nah, 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 nah.
Hey, if Mike wins and he wants to have the skeleton in there somewhere, I'm game for that.
You want to hear something great?
Yeah.
On this, I
could write a whole scene where a guy comes over and like Mike is taking the skeleton away and he's like, hey, you stealing that?
On the... on the world famous Miscellaneous Adventures from the World of Mike Carano podcast that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just about a little bit of everything, mostly complaining. Hey, doesn't it sound great to follow a guy around doing his errands while he complains about life?
Hey, have you erased more hours than you've posted?
I've erased a lot. Like I deleted the 3.5 hours. It doesn't matter.
Don't cry about it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Still hot sauce in my mouth. You know when you're a kid and your voice crackles and people are like, oh, you're going through puberty, and you just, you kind of like,
Chang. And you're like, yes.
Just stop making fun of me.
Yeah.
Dad.
Wait, the answer is just yes.
So you were in the middle?
Okay, so during the recording of the podcast, I stumbled upon something fucking fantastic, and I meant to bring it up, and I completely forgot 2 weeks ago, and one of our listeners, Howard, actually saw it through what I was thinking about doing. I walked into Home Depot.
See, Trump. This is a fucking Trump sentence.
You're familiar with the fact that I have
ISIS,
a full-size...
the cyber.
I have a full-size skeleton. It's in my car, right?
You do.
You've both seen it. You know what else?
You stole it from
the
Long
Street. You know what would be a nice addition to that skeleton? Skeleton horse. Full-size...
Oh, you just guessed that.
Wait, what?
Full-size...
You're totally right.
Full size horse skeletons at Home Depot for $200, and I could not fucking shake myself away from it. And I just kept looking at it going, $200 for a fucking full size horse. Full size horse skeleton. And
just
Howard.
Until November 1st, it'll be $50.
Howard went and bought it, and he's got his full size regular skeleton mounted on top of it in his living room.
Does it have a skeleton hat?
He did put a pumpkin mask
on. So what you're telling me is Howard doesn't live in a tiny house.
He actually does, and he had to move. He had to like sell his kids.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah,
I was at 99-cent store buying nonsense like spider webs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have like 200 bones that assemble a horse for 99 cents each.
Yeah. No, but they do have spider skeletons, which I do not think is anatomically correct.
That is not correct.
They have exoskeletons, so we see their skeletons.
Not according to 99-cent store.
Mm-hmm. It's where I get most of my science from. That's pretty great. He just showed us a picture of Howard's living room.
It looks like a creature. Like it's a centaur, except the man grows out of the back.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
I can't believe that horse statue is only $200.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a little one too. There's a little
Oh yeah, no, he's a sculptor, and
this
he's got a lot of little things.
There's a little
lizard.
Like iguana or chameleon or something.
Yeah, they
sell
those at Target. Oh my god, was I supposed to pick you up some chihuahuas at Target?
You said
we
were going to.
Okay. I didn't
get
confirmation.
What kind of sentence is that?
We were talking because Mike was sending me pictures of Chihuahua skeletons that they have at Target right now. Huh. If you go to Target right now, there's a bunch of different animals. Can we stop looking at pictures? My fuck.
These are insane.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, you're looking at the Chihuahua?
So weird.
I'm in now. I'm into it. Yeah.
You know what
the problem is you need to buy like 40 of them.
Yeah,
it's way funnier in a group.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great in the group. They're the best.
My Target doesn't have any. They never had them. They don't even have price tags for them. They have like all these other kinds of skeletons, like lizards. And
how much is a full man skeleton?
I don't remember. I bought
mine
it in Costco.
Came free with my body. Can we talk about Gruber's the movie real quick? All right, so
shut up.
We're getting close to...
that's what he did with it.
We need... that's pretty great. Can we stop looking at pictures though and reacting to it? Because I don't think it really works for the listener.
You know what? I'm going to go buy this goddamn horse skeleton.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Wait until November 1st.
Buy like two of them and mount them to the front of your car as if they're pulling your car.
Oh, that would be the best.
Make three horse.
Like that's Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Like three dog, like a
you know
centipede?
What? At $600, I can make three horse.
Yeah.
And then add them, and then I can lose all my friends by explaining to them what it is. Oh, you see what that is? Is that's a skeleton of three horses that I sewed together ass to mouth. In my fantasy world,
there'd be no
they're horses, not donkeys.
Hey,
your
can
friend.
Somebody come over and help me move my three horse? Because it won't fit in the Outback. Three horse. You want to know? Can you imagine the disgusting noise that three horse would make when it wakes up? Like humans are waking up and they're so terrified they don't know if they want to make noise. Three horse is just going to be like wah, going berserk. This is definitely going to rip the stitches out. Same with three dog. No wonder he died. Or she. All right. Three grouper coming next.
I'm sorry, request real quick. I think I said it last week, but so grouper's the movie. We unlock.
Are you crying?
A little bit. We unlock.
This is breast cancer awareness coffee day.
It's called what Mike's referring to is my coffee that I got next door that costs way too much, has a pink top on it.
It's only $2.75.
For that? Look at it.
I'm pretty sure that's what it cost at Starbucks.
I don't go there.
How much is
don't
coffee at Starbucks?
Don't make that noise again. Never do that again.
It's like I think a tall drip is like $1.90.
Okay.
No, that's pretty cheap.
How do you go to a place that calls her small at all? How do you do it?
Yeah, I don't. I can't do it.
There's a French fry place in the mall by where I live, and Jillian loves her French fries. And this place like specializes in French fries. And I'm like, this is great. I'm gonna go get her like some of these specialty French fries. And I walked up and I looked at the sizes. They're small. It's called a jumbo.
Is this the Giga Mega Fries place?
Maybe they're talking.
It might
about,
be. Yeah.
Maybe they're talking
I saw
about
it at
your
mall this
your
weekend.
Gut.
They have Giga Fries and Mega Fries. All
yeah. Right. So like the small is called a jumbo, yeah. And then the medium is like a massive or something. I don't know. They have all these bullshit names. I refuse to ever purchase anything.
I'd like
them.
To hear more about your hot 90s stand-up routine about how can you go to a place that calls a small a tall?
You know what?
How can you though? Really?
You know what McDonald's used to call their fries in the 70s? Fancy longs.
What in the
what?
World?
Did you not? They were called fancy longs.
What?
Were all French
what
fries
were they
before
called
that like shorties?
I don't know. I remember the full page ads. Fancy longs.
Was it a new thing?
That's just what was. That was like their corporate name for them. But then they started using it in advertising.
I need to check out fancy.
That
long.
Was also before that they switched to vegetable based oil to cook them in, and they declined in flavor considerably.
Do you really remember?
All right.
Yeah, McDonald's had the best fries. Period. In the 70s and 80s. Until all the vegetarians or vegans started going, I don't want my fries cooked in animal eyeball juice.
I don't think that's what they use. All right, so what I was saying is it takes like maybe 30 seconds. If you're in front of a computer, guys, it would help so much if you just go over to groupersthemovie.com and follow. Not even, I mean, if you have something to offer, you want one of the perks, great. And I know a lot of you already have, so thank you very much. But if we get to 1,000 followers, and we're up to close to 600, I think, if we get to 1,000 followers and we get greenlit, we make our goal, it unlocks a box, a filmmaker's box, which is like got an $8,000 value, I think. So it will help us make Groupers even better. And it's got like a bunch of stuff that we can use for the actual filmmaking project.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a G drive, terabyte G drive.
Oh, that's great.
That gets unlocked by Seed
like
Spark
that.
If I get a thousand people to sign up. It takes 30 seconds and I don't spam you. You'll just put in your email and your name. I think that's it. It takes maybe 30 seconds.
Could
so
the people make like
10
email accounts
I
and follow you from 10
don't know
accounts?
Why they couldn't. That'd be great. But
and if you have any
huge,
ideas.
Huge help. So thank you very much.
As a listener of this podcast,
if you can,
and if there's a way, like, is there something we can do to get you to give us money?
What, Michael?
We're a patron.
Fancy longs.
Yeah, there's yeah. That's a real thing. Fancy longs.
The government classifies McDonald's French fries as U.S. grade A fancy. Potato people in Idaho refer to them as fancy longs. Mm-hmm. But most people just call them the world's best fries.
I think she will be when we go to McDonald's. Take a hamburger and a large fancy longs. What's that? Oh, that'll be good for your Halloween party.
Oh, you should
I'm
be like
go get some fancy longs, darling.
You should go into a McDonald's and
order fancy
that,
longs,
and then you just really shame the poor kid who's trying to take your order. Like
you don't know
your
history.
McDonald's. You don't even know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go head over to Jack in the Box and see if they remember the clown.
The clown.
This super
clown.
Goddamn creepy clown. It was a Jack in the Box.
I'm never going back to the Hot Ruski.
Ooh,
the Hard Rock.
The Hot Ruski.
Oh, no. Why?
My doctor. I'm done.
Why?
I'm finished. It reached critical mass last week.
Ooh.
And I was yelled at and shamed in the lobby.
By her or by someone else?
Someone else. I never even got to see her.
For what? You didn't have your card?
So
you just don't bring insurance card?
You know who yelled at me, right? She has this very intense
assistant
who is angry.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's angry. She's mad at you. Yet there's a vibe that I'm about to blow you.
Yeah, she switches like on a dime. Like this lady's
is she mad
insane.
At me or does she hate me or does she want to have sex with me in this little closet
so
where she's drawing
Russian.
My blood?
It's not the hot Russian doctor. It's her assistant, and she is a crazy person.
She's crazy?
She's the one who I quoted saying she loves the new place because they moved. They used to be around a bunch of Arabs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jews and Arabs are cats and dogs.
She is an interesting person because you look at her at first, you're like not attractive, and then 2 minutes later, you're like,
no,
oh, yeah.
I don't find this woman attractive
she
at all.
You?
No, she's also the one like she was being real bitchy with me like a few months ago, and then I said, hey, I'm in here also because I'm having some sleep disturbances. I punched my wife in the face while I was sleeping the other night, and she like looks up from the paperwork with this giant smile, and she goes, what else happened?
My
like,
husband
she got,
punches.
She got really into it, what? Like she loved it. So.
Yeah.
I just got to get my, what is it, whooping cough, whooping?
Yeah.
Whooping?
Your chutzpah cough?
Whooping is a basketball
thing. Whooping cough. The D-tab or whatever.
You got to get the...
I got to get that and the
shots before the baby.
Because of the kid?
Because of the kid, right? Yeah, so it's pretty fucking standard, right?
Yeah. You can go to Walgreens and do it.
That's what you think, but not with my goddamn insurance, which I'm dropping as well. I'm so fucking tired of HealthNet. Fuck HealthNet.
I got to tell you, I'm super, super happy with Kaiser.
I'm going to Kaiser.
Super happy.
I agree. You should go to Kaiser.
Okay, Kaiser. But so I just go in. Like, I'm walking out of Kaiser because Jillian has Kaiser, and we're there for like the baby appointments, right? And I'm walking out of the lobby, and they're like, hey, free shot today? You want a shot? You go, what do you need?
You do the same
I'm like,
thing to
me. Oh, great. Awesome. And I go over. They're like, oh, but you're not Kaiser. Get out. Get out.
Yep. Get out. Get out.
This is only for the Kaiser.
So I go to my CBS.
CBS,
and they're like, oh, yeah, they're getting everything ready. And then they look at my insurance. They're like, oh, no, you actually have to go see a doctor with this insurance, so we can't just do it for you.
Mm. Well, you could just say, what if I don't have insurance?
Yeah, and then it was like $180. Mm. So
$180 to save your child's life.
I'm making, I don't know. I make an appointment with the doctor to go do it, right? And I'm sitting in the lobby, and they're like, they're fucking hard up for their copays there. Like, they want the copay before they even do anything.
Oh, are you kidding me? No shit.
And it's not professional, Tyler. They bring out the little square, and they have you do it on their phone, on their cell phone. It's real sketch.
Then they hack your email, and they litter you with Trump paraphernalia.
So I talk to this new assistant lady who's in there, and she's working at the front desk, and I say, I'm just here for a shot. I don't think that I have to pay the copay, because the copay is like 50
vodka?
Bucks.
What is your fucking?
I hate
your
my
plan
insurance.
Is awful.
I pay almost $300 a month.
I should tell you that my copay is like $55 too.
Well, I just won't copay because I don't want to use it unless I have to. So, Donald Trump, 2016. So, I'm like, she's like, oh, you're just here for a shot, and then she goes, oh, here's the good news. We only have influenza shot. We only have a flu shot. We don't have the other one. We're gonna have to give you a prescription. You're gonna have to go like to a pharmacy to get that one. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So then I'm gonna pay a copay over there too. She's like, yeah, maybe. She's like, let me check. So
are you Costco?
Yeah, I do Costco.
They have shots.
Do they have shots?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not with HealthNet.
You have to pay. You have to pay for everything at Costco, including prescriptions.
It's moot because I'm shotted up. So I'm sitting there in the lobby, and there's like four or five other people in there with me, right? And they're all kind of giving me the side eye because I'm by far the youngest guy in there. They're all oldies, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're Russian gangsters or a fat obese women that smell of beet soup.
You think hot shots because penis still work?
No offense.
So I tell the new assistant, I'm like, I don't know if I have to pay a copay because I'm just here to get a quick shot.
Is that borscht? Is that what beet soup is?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Because I thought my insurance that covers like a fucking flu shot, right?
Yeah, especially when Costco gives them to you for like $20.
So I'm sitting there for maybe three more minutes, and all of a sudden storms out the original assistant, and she goes, you must pay copay. I'm like, okay, I guess if I have to, but I'm just here for a shot. She's like, yes, but it is doctor's office. It is a visit. You have to see the doctor. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. And she's just yelling at me, and I'm just like, I'm not even looking at her. I'm just looking at her at the other girl who's just standing there looking like ashamed.
Yeah.
And everyone in the whole office in the lobby is staring at me, and she's like, you are being very aggressive right now, and I need you to calm down. I'm like, I am? Like, it reached like a boiling point. This woman lost her fucking mind, and I'm just sitting there.
Jeez.
And I'm like, it's $45. I don't care. It's not going to break me. I just was seeing if I had
it. I will break you.
So then she storms off, and I'm getting my credit card out, and I'm like, you know what?
More like no pay. Peace.
Yeah.
I said, I think I'm never coming back here again, guys. I said, I'm going to change insurance. But it's been nice seeing you.
Yeah. How come you're not on out. Jillian's insurance?
Because it's like ridiculously expensive because they don't care about my health. They only care about hers.
Oh.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's like an extra $600 a month.
Everything's personal.
What?
Yeah, it was something stupid. They don't want it.
That's weird.
So I went to the Minute Clinic and I waited in line there and I got it all done.
Good.
Yeah. Minute Clinic, guys. If you got one, it's just like a doctor's office. It's pretty great.
Hey, you know what's a good service too? And this is going to sound like a plug. Shit. I don't want to do it. Forget it.
Yeah, you've never plugged anything for free on our show.
Heal.com is Heal.com is an app on your phone, and I've called Dr. Drew for some help for some other people.
Oh my God, I just used the app. No,
he said the Heal app is great, and they
changing my number.
The doctors do house calls for $99.
No, I don't want to drive out to Death Valley with you and a skeleton.
But the doctors do house calls for $99 with the Heal app. You just put it in, and like within 3 hours, a doctor shows up, and they can write prescriptions and everything. Yeah,
$99. Are you sure they're a doctor?
Mm-hmm. Uber driver.
And they also have mental health,
Uber driver,
which is why
I
called him about for mirror. Someone else.
For someone else.
Yeah. I said, this person doesn't have any money and they need to do this. And he said, the Heal app.
Yeah, because you can't have a mental health guy come out to, or girl come out to see you, because as soon as
they'll see your three horse.
As soon as they see three horse.
That's three horse. And that's the lightsaber. And that's a list of things I'd like to do with my life. Space shuttle captain.
Space shuttle
Can you fix me? She just takes off.
Guys, I got some good news. McAllister. Yeah. Sergeant McAllister.
Oh, no.
It's what? That time of year.
Is he going back?
He's been back.
No.
Did he just email you?
Way. I thought he wasn't going back. I thought it was terrifying.
Let me find it.
I can't believe he went back.
This is a new one. He wanted to try out a new one. What do you mean you can't believe that he went back?
You know what I'm doing? Loves it. You know what I'm doing with a friend of mine? A nighttime Halloween hike with dogs.
What's his name? Mr. Skelly Bones?
And you can bring your dogs on this hike to the Hollywood sign, and they tell you scary facts about LA on the hike up. And then you get to the top, and they throw acid on you. It's weird. It's going to be scary.
So McAllister, Sergeant McAllister, longtime listener and friend of the show.
They hit you with AIDS needles.
He's a professional gambler. I think that we can thank Mike Carano for that because he has some AD vice way back.
You're welcome.
Professional gambler, honorably discharged, family doesn't know.
Right. McAllister would have done whatever he wanted, but he did come to us for some AD vice, and he ended up, he is a professional gambler.
Yes.
And he also paid us all out $1,000 per.
Yep.
For the, sure the big for the Penguins victory.
Pittsburgh Penguins victory that we put a 30-1 long shot on, and they won the cup. So
let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
You've texted me a couple times this week where you just write Doyers. Mm-hmm. Like in the middle of the game, I'll just get a text from you that says Doyers. It's not after a particularly good thing has happened in the game.
No.
Is that to probe to make sure I'm watching and then I can.
Yeah,
so that you a little bit. So you don't give me a spoiler.
You're probing Tyler.
Wherever I am.
To see what he's up to.
I've been like confronted with Dodgers on TV in public often lately. So whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been on during the day at 1 p.m., which is
the
horrific.
Oil change place.
I was at CarMax selling Jillian's old car the other day, which is a fucking process. It took like 3 hours.
Sure is.
Sitting there
my
waiting.
Buddy sold them like a like dead car for like $6,000. They're like, it seems great. And he's like,
I don't know
okay.
what they're thinking. I don't know why CarMax wanted her car, but they gave us $3,000 for it, which is great.
Yeah, baby.
This isn't a good endorsement for CarMax if you're going there to buy.
I got a car from CarMax and I love them. There's no haggle. So where's I'm sitting.
Why would they haggle for that dead car for $7,500?
Oh, three cars. Put them together. Three car.
Three car.
So I'm sitting in the lobby waiting.
If anyone listens to this podcast, is new, they're going to be like, these are the worst people ever, making references to like a 4-year-old movie. They still think it's funny. They're still giggling about it.
Dude, three horses is pretty great. So I'm sitting there waiting for them to call my little number so I can just. All I'm doing is signing a piece of paper. You're taking the car. You've already done the work. Yeah. Because it's a long story, but we got it appraised on Oxnard, and then I sold it in Burbank, whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching TV with a bunch of other people, and I realize it's really rare that you watch TV in public with other people.
Sure is.
And it's not
good. Watched TMZ with 100 strangers yesterday at the jury waiting room.
How was that?
It wasn't loud enough that you could hear it, and most people were just staring at the floor.
You know what would be great is if whatever trial you were possibly being selected for was...
They're showing it on there?
Yeah, yeah. And hear rapper.
Oh, that would be awesome. And then they just have to open the door and go, all right, sorry, everybody. You're no longer eligible.
You taint it.
Get out.
Chromecast it up onto the screen. Yeah.
So the
it's not a bad idea.
The Dodger game was on and everyone was actively watching.
You mean Apple AirPlay.
There was probably like 20 people in the Fire lobby stick. Watching the Doyer game.
Yeah. Right?
And they're all actively watching it because it's
LA.
They're
all employees and no one's working on your car.
Nope. They're all waiting for their cars, their numbers to be called as well. But. You know, commercials are awful, and usually we have to suffer through them like in the comfort of our own home.
Yeah,
It's really weird watching commercials with a crowd and seeing how people laugh at really horrible, stupid stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's infuriating.
Fathom,
it's infuriating. Yeah, because you watch movies in public all the time with strangers,
but
you don't watch TV.
And there's not much in a movie. There is. I guess there's a comedy where you can judge people by what they laugh at.
While I was in the jury room yesterday, I ended up moving a couple times to try to get strategic locations, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
with the TV or?
No, I was watching the Dodger game on my laptop.
Right.
But I was trying to find an outlet to plug into.
Doyers,
And I finally found a good spot and... Unfortunately, I was next to the two old men that apparently knew each other. They both got jury duty, they're friends, so they're kibitzing the whole time.
They probably only do jury duty.
Talking about
their
trips down to Mexico, and like, you got to watch out because like, we've been stopped and they take your money and blah, 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 blah.
Then
he tells his friend about, he's like, oh, you remember Carol and Dennis? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, well, Dennis died. He's like, yeah, I remember. He's like, well, did you know that years ago when they were down there, they used to own a house down in Ensenada. They had a car, blah, blah, blah. They're driving home one day. They hit a sheep herder, killed him. Federale showed up, said, how much money do you have? They had like $600, and the guy said, okay, we'll give you 1 hour. Get out of Mexico.
What, do they have
and his friend's like...
Were they more than an hour outside of Mexico?
Yeah. No, well, they made it. He's like, and they never went back.
Really?
Which puts the guy in a weird place of being like, good for them, or that's weird. Our friends murdered someone and got away with it for $600.
I feel awful for the sheep herder, but I don't know what this says about me, but I immediately thought, fucking sheep. What happened to those guys?
Yeah, what happened to the sheep?
Are they just wandering out there in Mexico still? They don't have a herder?
It'd be like the Al Capone thing where they don't get busted for the murder. They get busted for taking one of the sheep. Okay, you know what?
Like, are the sheep? Now, what happened to the sheep?
Whether that story's true or not.
Do the sheep herders have assistance?
Either way,
three sheep.
That is a horrible position to be put in, because I would be so overwhelmed with guilt after I got over the border, yet relief at the same time.
Right.
But the guilt would constantly haunt me.
And the one guy just kind of nodded, and I think he felt like I did. He didn't know what to do.
Hey, that's a good movie. You kill a sheep herder for $600 to get out, and then you feel so guilty you go back to feed the sheep, risking
I don't think that's
again.
What you feel guilty about. You don't feel guilty about trying
to make amends. And
should you be going back and feeding the family whose
breadwinner
you killed?
You go back as a disguise, and you herd the sheep. In between your corporate
what about the family?
Management job back in the States.
What about his wife and Pobrecito?
No,
sheepherders rarely have families.
Yeah, they're gone for weeks.
They're rolling rocks.
You guys would have got along great with one old guy.
That's why they're sheepherders, right? It's because they can't have a family of their
own.
Well,
that's not. I don't know if that's true, but
I think maybe. No. Mm.
That's why they're cattle farmers. That's why they're cattle farmers. They don't have a family. No one that loves them.
If you're a sheep herder, though, you're a nomad, right?
No, you do it on your own land, like a farm.
You just herd them for a while, and then you go home?
You do it in your yard.
Why do you got to herd them in your yard? They're in the yard. They just stay there. What do you got to...
It's like acres.
If you're herding them, you're like taking them somewhere across the land, right?
Well, you herd them when you're going to sell them, right? What is herd even a word?
Why do you herd them? Why do you herd them?
They graze. You take them out to pasture.
Yeah. You know, it's like walking your dogs.
How come they never thought about putting a leash on those babies?
Get tangled.
It's like a lot of leashes.
10 sheeps on a tree.
You got to make sure people don't steal them or run you over, or that the wolves come.
Daisy chain.
You know what? That's what it is. It's the wolves. That's what they're there to get rid of the wolves. That's why they have that stick. And when the wolves tell a bad joke, they can hook them like it's
the Apollo.
No. Yeah. What?
Or the Gong Show.
Three sheep.
Remember on the Gong Show when somebody was doing poorly, that giant hook would come out from backstage and they'd pull him off the stage?
Yes, I do recall that. I remember that. Tyler brought it up.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you remember when guys called girl, or anyone would call anyone, like the word ugly was butt for a while? Do you remember that?
Butt?
Butt.
Like butt ugly?
Yeah, butt ugly. But then they just shortened it to butt. Dude, she's butt.
Doesn't make sense.
Why did you bring that up?
Because I remembered it from a long, long time ago. And I wanted to see if anyone remembered it.
Butt is very appealing.
Corano doesn't remember it either.
I don't remember it either.
Fancy longs.
Corey, three.
I remember fancy longs.
Triple cut. Sap. Like, everything was butt for about 5 years with Corey.
I remember that.
He'd be like, dude, she's so butt.
I don't remember the Alamo because I wasn't paying attention in history class. But I was there. I did go to the Alamo, and I had no idea what happened there, and I pretended like I knew.
Did you bring
your
skeleton?
Where did that come from?
No, we brought the Burt Reynolds. But
have bones will travel, baby.
Why are you talking about the Alamo right now?
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Dude, anyone who's going to be him for Halloween, I want to stomp.
Well, who would you rather stomp? Anyone? Someone who's going as Kenneth Bone, or somebody that's going as like a Kardashian bound and gagged?
The tweet that I saw was how many bros just threw away their Harambe costumes to go out in search of red sweaters.
You want to know what's something? Harambe? Here's a little tip for everybody going out on Halloween. You don't have to try to be funny. You can just wear a costume,
right?
Oh,
because everyone who tries to be funny, it's normally the joke lasts about 2 seconds. I get it. You're
the worst is when you have to explain it, and I have been that.
You're Kim Kardashian, and you're bound and gagged, getting robbed.
I told you, I'm still scarred from when I was the Headless Horseman in like fourth grade.
Right?
Because you really tried to saw your head off.
Yeah, I'm still scarred. I got a scar right here. And everyone just kept asking my apparently not as well read classmates just kept asking me what I was, and then they just called me Pumpkinhead the rest of the day.
Uh huh.
Very traumatizing.
That is terrible.
What age?
Fourth grade. So I was 10.
Mm.
No, third grade. Even worse. Nine.
I was Star Wars kid one year, and
an amalgamation of all the characters?
No, the kid that...
That viral video?
No, are you serious?
Yeah. I got the exact shirt, and I...
And no one knew?
No,
and
no one knew.
And you just
a
nerd that didn't really know how to make a...
I
it was bad, but I looked just like the guy. It was pretty great.
Since I turned 9 years old, I haven't dressed up except for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I wore a costume to a party, and I really thought no one was going to get it, and people freaked out. What was it? Gray hoodie, sunglasses, mustache.
Uh-huh.
Unabomber.
Yeah.
Yep.
You kind of look like him.
I opened the door and everyone was like, Unabomber. And it was before he was caught, obviously. when all they had was that sketch.
I wonder if you're on a list.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
What, that, you know what? That could have been, like, he could have gone out in public on Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's where his thing. Yeah, just, no, feel like, Unabomber.
You remember that Unabomber. Sketch, that Will like, Forte
fuck
sketch?
You. Fuck you. Turn off that computer.
It's Halloween, and he has to register because he's a sex offender on SNL. It's a sketch. I think it was John Hamm.
Vaguely remember.
And he goes up, and he rings the doorbell, and he goes, hello, trick or treat. I am, I just have to register. And John Hamm was trying to figure out if it was a costume because it's trick or treat. And he had to sign off. And he's like, is this? He's like, it's a very thorough costume.
All right. Halloween, okay, McAllister.
Wait. You know what would make the Ken Burn joke? Ken speaking Burn. Of Will Forte.
Did you say Halloween instead of Halloween?
I could see Tandy this making this.
Halloween.
I could see Tandy making this costume, like whipping it up on Last Man on Earth real quick.
Yeah.
To be Ken Bone, if you dressed up with a white tie and the white shirt and the red sweater and you had like...
Why would Tandy be Ken Bone?
No, Tandy would be able to create this pretty quick because he's pretty handy, if you've noticed. Tandy's handy on Last Man on Earth. And then you would have to have like two poles.
Saw the show, so I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just tuning out.
With two mannequins dressed as... And they're always facing you with microphones. That would be a good costume. It would be clumsy. It'd be hard to walk around. But if you had like Donald Trump and Hillary staring at you, like,
oh, okay,
everywhere you walk, and then that would be a good costume.
Okay, I'm tracking with you.
Thumbs up with
six
that.
Of our listeners are tracking with us.
Sorry, guys. All right, here we go. Let's track with this McAllister.
That's a lot of pressure to track the show, everybody.
You want to catch everyone up on McAllister, app. What he did last year.
He went to this insane haunted house. It's supposed to be like, it's too extreme. Like, you had to sign an NDA, or not an NDA, but you had to sign like away like your life, and they. Like only two people out of 10 like actually did it.
Yeah, it was very secretive.
You get like drowned.
First of all, there's a safe word.
You get resuscitated.
Right there is a problem. He was put into a 50-gallon drum, which was filled up with water.
He said he almost drowned.
Yeah, and he was tasered, persistently tasered till he passed out.
He had a heavy set woman sit on his face with wearing nothing but underwear. It was wet.
Yeah.
I think that was 2
years
ago.
Did that movie ever come out? Those guys were supposedly making a movie about their insane.
Possibly.
Anyways.
Where
did he go now?
I think that was 2 years ago. McAllister and I were going back and forth.
And he offered us all $1,000 to do it, and we didn't do it.
Nope.
I would have back in the day. There's no way I can now. I remember I told Drew the whole
story.
You
have your shots now.
I read...
What?
You've had your shots now.
I've had my shots. Maybe I could withstand. I remember I told Dr. Drew this story.
You do it with Stan?
Withstand the sitting on the face and not getting sick. Because I told Drew the story, and then McAllister got really sick after the last haunted house he went to. And Drew's like, you know, that was pneumonia.
He should have used Heal.com.
Hepatitis C.
He's got dirty catitis.
So McAllister went back, and here's what he writes. He went back to a new one. Also, I went to another one of those haunted houses a couple weeks ago, this time in L.A. The company called, I'm not going to say.
Thanks for the invite.
Which, I'm not going to say that. I guess I shouldn't say that. They may or may not have something to do with the documentary that we're talking about. Sold a limited number of tickets for a one-week...
Glad you pre-read the email.
For a one-weekend event. I had to be next to a specific fire hydrant at exactly 10:30 a.m. on Friday evening in a unnamed city. From there, I went into an RV parked nearby, had a wet bag placed over my head, and clinched around my neck, and was stripped of everything but my boxers. From there, they removed the bag and pushed me into the bedroom area of the RV, where there was an attractive girl in her underwear on the bed, chained up by her wrists. What followed was like some sort of erotic David Lynchian form of immersive theater, just me and the girl. Very bizarre, but I think you, and especially Chrono, would enjoy it.
So far, I'm in.
Well, you'd enjoy it. Well, you would enjoy it, aside from the part where she peed in the bucket and then pleaded for me to do the same. It climaxed, pun not intended, with the girl getting raped, simulated, of course, by some dude in a bunny mask.
What?
That seems a lot more doable than this one. Than the last one 2 years ago.
Yeah, but this sounds horrible. This isn't.
Then he follows it up with thanks for the weekly shows. They're always great.
So it was a sex show he went to with a fake blood.
I think if you're. Can you imagine though? Like, I don't know if you would be signing up for this if you were a rape victim, but.
Probably
can you
not.
Imagine being put in that position and being re-traumatized?
Listen, honey. No. I don't get the thrill in that one, but
he didn't sound like he was much of a fan of this one as much as he was of the last.
I gotta
one.
Say,
yeah, the other one. I mean,
I'm
sounds
doing,
better. I don't know how I'm deciding it's better because they both sound like horrific experiences that I want nothing to do
with. I actually think a safer version of this whole thing will be like the last one he did, but much lighter. And only thing is when somebody walks in. No, but when somebody, when like when you walk in, a bunch of big guys grab you and throw some friggin' LSD down your throat, and then we'll be back in an hour, and then they could just, you know, come at you.
Cheap, too, for them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Be really cheap.
You, here's
force drugs on you. That's the haunted house.
Here's where I'm at on this whole thing. I never gave a hoot about Halloween.
Pollution. Yeah, we know. We tried to get you to come out one
night. Ever. I don't care.
Almost destroyed this podcast.
However,
first of all, rude.
This year,
I listened to that show.
This year, I'm totally into it. And I want to do something, and I don't know what. I want to go somewhere scary. Like, I want to drive somewhere terrifying and do something scary.
Just take that skeleton with you at it after night. Terrifying.
Go to Death Valley and throw your wallet like off a crevasse and then drive home.
And then go back the next day to look for it?
No, just be like, fuck, I don't have my wallet. This is horrifying.
Right. No, you know, you should cards are in there. You should pay a friend to at some point. No, I guess you don't have to pay him.
Bah!
Ooh. That's pretty scary.
I tried to scare
him. Oh, sorry. I was looking to see.
He didn't react at all.
I scared me.
I just flinched. I tried to make Mike flinch, and I yelled, and I
thought it was a bug. Thought you were getting a bug.
You should have someone have access to your car and put your skeleton in the back seat at some point unbeknownst to you. So when you're driving home at one point, you look in your rearview mirror.
No, let me. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I misled you guys. I don't want to be scared, but I want to go do something. Like, I'd like to be kind of scared, but I'm not.
Give me a copy of one of your keys.
Okay. I'd like to be kind of scared. Like, I don't want to come home and have, like, a bunch of guys in there raping a character on my bed. I don't like this.
That's a weird one. Like, imagine the type of guy. McAllister, we know that he's like a thrill seeker, right?
That's the new one. Sounds like way less inventive than the last one. It sounds like what would be so like fucked up.
Yeah,
a guy in a bunny mask comes on and gets a chick.
Like, this one's L.A. The other one wasn't L.A. That tells you something.
So
too.
He's sitting on a stool in the bedroom of a motorhome watching some guy have sex with his girlfriend.
You know what the worst part of that would be?
Yeah, the wet thing over your fucking head
is because you know it's an act, and you know if you've seen enough fucked up movies, you know. It's not like you're unless you've already been traumatized and like it's a trigger. But you know when people sing to you and you don't know what to do.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
If you're sitting there and watching like Bunny Mask Man, you know, like simulating raping this girl, like what do you do with yourself? You cross your legs. You just sit back and enjoy. Like you look at the ceiling. What are you doing? Like how do you react?
Cost? Did you say sit back and enjoy?
What do you do? I don't.
Put
it's a performance.
Hands your head and put your feet up and watch.
What are you
a woman
supposed to do? Like
get
I would,
assaulted by a guy in a bunny mask.
I'd be so self conscious. Like what is Bunny Mask Man thinking of me right now? Like how am I supposed to react to this? Like that would be the worst. How'd you react, McAllister?
It's both of these things are like a super.
I think I'd be like, all right, guys, that's disturbing and upsetting and not very inventive. I'm out. See ya. Gotta go get new insurance.
I think
being in the super scary haunted house business is a bad move anyway because of the liabilities. You know, somebody that last one was just insane.
What if
you get tasered and you die?
McAllister's like a thrill seeker, right? But yeah. I would think that some people that would sign up for these things, they're not really all that right in the head. Some of them. What if a guy like hopped in and tried to like become part of Bunny Mask Man
and rape some wolf?
Yeah. I mean, what if like he gets like some really sick fuck gets really turned on by it and jumps in?
Yeah, or he.
What do you do?
Or he overpowers both of them and turns the haunted house table on them.
What are they gonna do? Call the cops?
Yeah.
Hey, we were just trying to simulate rape in front of this guy, and he
raped us. Yeah, and he took his money back. The cops like, we got him on that.
And he stole my bunny mask.
Yeah, and my girlfriend's now his girlfriend.
All right, thanks, McAllister.
My motorhome.
Do let us know how you reacted to that, though, because that's a question that I have.
That might be one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard on the show when you actually think about it, because of all the acts that you're going
to... Did they call it the Scar-V?
That you're going to stim... all the... Of anything you're going to recreate for some sort of entertainment value, whether it's to scare somebody or actually
book your ride
be entertaining.
On the Winnes Sligo.
I don't think rape is a good one.
No, it's not a good one. But is there a good one?
I don't know.
You know what a bad one is?
Surgery, maybe.
This is funny, and then we got to roll. This is pretty funny, though. Okay, I had to go pick up a pizza for the wife and I a couple nights ago, and place was crawling with cops. Cops everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And
are you saying pizza places in the new donut shop?
Nope. I do see some 10% protesters
off all cops
next to the pizza place. That I went to
really?
A couple doors
down.
We
want real cheese. We want real cheese.
No, they're protesting out in front of not at the pizza place, but a like a. I guess it's a synagogue, some kind of Jewish related.
Spend some of that money. Spend some of that money,
Michael. Yeah, he's more like Trump than Brian. Well,
I can and, say it because I'm Jewish.
There's a bunch of people holding signs saying "Stop the killing," Meta's murder and all this stuff, right? So a couple cops stroll into the pizza place while I'm waiting for my pizza pie to be Amici's, by the way. Fantastic.
Hey, yo.
I'll take a vegetarian pizza because I don't want to get beat up in the parking lot.
I start talking to the cops and I say, hey, what's the deal?
Was Morrissey out there?
Yeah.
Morrissey was not out there.
Are you going to take my picture?
Yeah, you some pizza.
Cop, let me know.
Make sure it's vegan dough.
He said that something to do with a Jewish holiday or some kind of...
Rosh Hashanah.
Something's going on where they're going to be sacrificing chickens. And it wasn't even PETA, but it was some organization who's against, you know, the unethical
Foster
treatments.
Farms. They're like, we're the only ones that kill chickens around here.
Foster Farms, who is coming out with what apparently, according to actual chefs, is the most realistic tasting vegetable-based chicken byproduct.
I'm into it.
They said it's the texture. I heard a guy talking about it on the radio yesterday. Said the texture is exactly like chicken and it tastes exactly like chicken. And he said it's unlike anything I've had before. And Foster Farms is shifting their entire focus.
Thanks
so they're
for the
building
plug.
Over to this.
Okay, great.
Oh, maybe it wasn't Foster Farms.
Fucking it. So there's at least 15 squad cars.
Eat it raw?
The whole alley. You probably can.
I don't know.
There was a lot of cops there. There's more cops than there was protesters. And the cop who was at Amici's, he was telling me that it's just the new knee-jerk reaction of LAPD to step up their game and over shift cops and do a bunch of overtime to cover any kind of protest. But here's where it's really, really funny is...
He said, we heard there was a black guy protesting and everyone showed up to shoot him.
No, it's not.
Doesn't seem that funny.
Here's what's funny. So that the Jews are killing some chickens, right? And I was talking to the cop. I'm like, well, if they eat it, who cares, right? As long as they're eating it, they're not just killing the chicken for no good reason. Like Santa Maria, Santeria, yeah. Where they just leave the chickens to rot. I don't think that they eat them. Anyways, here's the punchline. I swear to God, not making this up. Directly across the street from the synagogue where all the protesters are is an El Pollo Loco. It's right there. It's right there. And there's literally hundreds of carcasses in there being flame broiled.
Yeah,
but they're already dead.
And they're protesting like the tour. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
The protesters must have been thinking, like, this is kind of ridiculous, right?
No, they probably weren't.
You know, they started to smell. They're like, this one's pretty good.
Let me go grab some chicken before we go home.
Sure, broiled.
They got that 20 piece.
What a minimal thing to protest, a religious, like, ceremonial.
There was a lot of protesters and a lot of cops. And I never even noticed that.
I'm imagining how terrible those people were.
All people involved. I think the Jews killing the chickens inside were probably pretty terrible. The protesters out front. Cops were
so I've never heard of this ritual. Cops.
Yeah, I didn't know Jews killed chickens. I didn't know.
I don't know about chickens specifically, but...
Mm-hmm. I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Keep it moving.
I gotta go. Keep it moving.
It seems like we should have a better ending to this.
Next episode, I will probably be dead.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? Announcements. Big announcement, right?
Things are going to change.
Announcement.
Big announcement. Michael doesn't even know. Corona, you ready to hear a big announcement?
Does he know?
I don't think he knows.
Are we about to do the Paul Bryan thing?
I think it's okay, though. I think it's okay.
I would assume so, because you have no relation to it. But all right.
Michael.
Yeah.
Tyler and I are concerned about the future of the show.
Yeah.
This is absolutely true.
Okay.
I'm about
Mostly
to have a
with
child.
Your performance.
Really?
We need you to really bring your A game.
You were late today.
Yes. No. I'm about to have a child, and I know that a large part of my life is going to be about the child, as Tyler's already is. And Tyler's been very good.
Right there, I protest.
Tyler's been very good about not making it all Zach talk all the time, right?
That reminds me. So,
well, you guys can talk about your kids all you want, and I'll just talk about my new electric bike that I'm buying.
So Tyler and I, Tyler actually came to me a few months ago, and I initially said, are you kidding? No way. Can I do that? And then I thought about it, and it makes perfect sense.
Wait, no way can you do what?
To save the after disaster from, because I hate seeing like my favorite stand-up comedian who just recently had a kid, and then their entire act
unless
becomes
funny.
About the fucking
unless
kid.
It's funny.
Tyler and I are going to keep kid talk off of this show, and we're going to do a probably twice a month, we're going to have Kid Talk on a new show that Tyler and I got to do. It's going to be a small little show.
Kid that's
Talk.
Fine.
Sounds and it's awful. Not going to be Kid Talk, and it's going to be called Two Men and Their Babies.
Okay, I think that's already. I think there's already a podcast.
That's what I don't think we agreed on a name.
Okay, this kind of hurts my feelings a little bit because you're clearly trying to separate and kick me out.
No, we don't want.
Clearly,
this, it's to save
to
the
separate
show
and kick
it's
me out.
It's to save the show. It's to save the show.
How
and we're going
to
have
save
like
the show?
Because
no,
otherwise
it's fine.
Otherwise, I see Tyler and I talking Kid Talk all the time, and we're not going to do that here. We're, you know, the, like Tyler said, the golden, the greatest hits will probably, you know, come over here a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
But we're not. I don't want to fucking
talk or about as we'll life. Call on the show, the greatest spits.
I don't want the After Disaster to become Kid Talk. You know what I mean?
Okay, no problem. Because I've been putting so much more effort into my podcast than I have into this one anyway for the last 6-8 months.
Why is that?
Just because I want it to be good.
Don't you want this show to be good?
Not that since you guys abandoned me.
I told you. See what's happening.
You're kidding though, right?
Now, a little bit. It's all right.
You're kidding a little bit?
I'm better off alone.
No,
outcast.
No, you're not going to be alone. You're just, it's like the wives are going to get together a couple times a month anyways, talk, you know, mom stuff. Tyler and
on
I are going to talk
podcast?
About like, no, there's going to like, you know, they might come on the show. We're going to have like guests.
That's fine.
We're going to have guests on that are dads. Like Dr. Drew would be a perfect guest and he's going to like tell us what idiots
we
are. We got to
wrap this up before I start crying.
Michael.
I'm totally serious.
No, Michael.
I'm kidding.
No, because it honestly, it's because I don't want this show to be Kid Talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You cool?
Yeah. Thanks for telling me about it on the air.
I thought it'd be the best to tell
no,
on,
it's just,
on the show.
I'm totally kidding. Do you really think just gonna be, you guys are going to be, you guys have that much to talk about it with kids?
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be like a learning thing. We're going to have guests on that have been dads for a while.
There is a possibility that podcast could be really popular because new parents are always looking for any kind
of
information
a lot of
or any kind
there.
Of bonding.
I swear to God, the main reason why I'm doing it is because I want an excuse to get together with Tyler a couple times a month with the wives. I like doing that a lot, especially with the kids. And like Tyler said, it's to keep the Kid Talk separate from this show.
Well, I think it's good. I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you want to talk about like parenting forums and like the crazy shit that they talk about on their.
Yeah.
Most podcasts I've listened to, like I've listened to bits and pieces of people who do parenting podcasts, are incredibly boring. And it's normally two women just bonding over the same shit.
Yeah, that's what it's going to
be. That only they relate
We're
to. And
bond.
I guess other women listening relate to it. But yeah. My friend who's a comic does one called Two Dads in the Park or something like that. Uh-huh. Can't remember what it's
All right,
called.
We'll figure out a better name. I am late.
Okay.
I am late. I gotta go.
Okay.
Keep it moving. Sorry, guys.
I quit.